I'm continuing a series called The Power of Grace. In our last devotions, we ended in Romans chapter 5, and now we are continuing in Romans chapter 6, and we're going to go this week up to Romans chapter 10. And so the power of grace talked about in Romans 6 is really a death to the old and a start, a fresh start to the new. In Romans 5, we saw that grace and faith, those forces were combined, and the conclusion of that combination, grace and faith put together, is a death to the old and a fresh start to the new. So in Romans 6 verse 7, it reads, "For he who has died has been freed from sin." Let those words sink into you. He who has died has been freed from sin. So if I am dead in Christ, that means sin has lost its grip on me. And in Romans 6, we see this progression where the one verse says, in verse 6 it says, "knowing this," and in verse 9 it says, "knowing that," and then in verse 11 it says, "now reckon yourself dead with that knowledge that you have gained about how dead you are and about how alive you have become." Knowing this, knowing that, and then reckoning yourself dead but also alive at the same time. Romans 6:11 says, "likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, this doesn't say dead to sins, plural. It says dead to sin, meaning you are dead in your old nature and alive unto God. You've got a brand new nature, and that is why you now have the power of grace, the power to live right in God's sight. Man, we are so privileged. The Old Testament saints couldn't have the new nature. They couldn't receive it. We could only get it after the day of Pentecost. And now that God has poured out the Holy Spirit and has shed abroad the love of God in our hearts, we are new creatures, and now we have the power to live, and we have the power to walk with God in a meaningful and exciting relationship. Romans 6 also deals with the question, can we go and sin so that grace may abound? You see, that question will only be asked if you don't know how dead you are. That's why your death and resurrection has been declared in Romans 6. So your carnal mind, your natural thinking wants to ask, if I am free from sin, if I'm free to go and do what I want to, will that not lead me to sin? You see, that the old creation would ask that question, but the new creation, Christ in you, doesn't have that question, because it only wants to do good. It only wants to live for God. And so we are alive unto God. That's what Romans 6 declares. And then in verse 14 it says that sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law but under grace. You have been graced by the love and the power of God to live with God in a super abundant life, and you now have the access to God's grace by His Spirit that dwells in you. Walk with me and enjoy God's presence, and always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.